We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Every day, thousands of hackers try to steal your crypto. But Arculus uses air-gapped technology by forming a protective barrier that insulates you from hackers and secures your crypto. Order yours at getarculus.com.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing. And today, my co-host can't make it today. That's John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. Sorry we haven't been around much lately. It's the last couple of weeks have been a bit nuts, and John's been busy. And I just moved our office just last week. It happened to be on a Thursday. Didn't even think about it. So I apologize, guys. It just all fell apart. However, today is one of those ones you always look forward to. Those shows where it's just me. I apologize in advance. But I have jammed this full of info. You're going to get lots today. So without further ado, let's get into some news. Now, the biggest thing of all has been something that quite frankly blew my mind. And that is that Google authorship is dead. That's right. If you haven't already read it, and you probably have, Google authorship is dead. There is now no longer any images, bylines, anything like that of a such in search results. Now, I should say with a bit of a caution there that that's normal, regular results when you're not logged in. If you are logged in currently, and there's no telling how long this is going to last or if it will at all, anyone who you are following within Google Plus will show up if they happen to have an article. They're going to show up in your search results. But in general, the average person, if they don't have a Google Plus account, will not see it. And if they're not following you. So unfortunately, that's it. That's the end of Google authorship. But what has been fairly important is Danny Sullivan wrote up a follow-up piece saying that it's and I'm sure John would have had a lot to say about this, and it's too bad he can't be here today, but AuthorRank is not dead. So let's try and clear this up. Google authorship is what you saw when you saw an image next to search results with a byline. You would say, whatever, it might be something by Barry Schwartz at Search Engine Roundtable, and it would have his title, his image, his byline, and then the content in a short description. Well, they took away the images, but bylines were still showing up. That was a more recent change. Now bylines are no longer there. So authorship is effectively gone. Google has said that they will not be using the rel equals author tag, so all that work we put into putting it out there is, well, not useless, but bordering on it. The fact is, there are other solutions out there that may be using it. And you can't forget that Google still uses that in their in-depth articles. So it says, Google told us that dropping Google authorship shouldn't have an impact on how the in-depth article section works. Google also said that the dropping of Google authorship won't impact its other efforts to explore how authors might get rewarded. That's a quote from Danny Sullivan in his other, in his article. So, yes, authorship is dead. Author rank, however, has some a future, as far as we know. Even Danny Sullivan is, and it seems everyone's sort of taking a step back, to be my impression anyway. And even he's saying, well, even if it does have some merit, how much will it have? It could be virtually impossible to see amidst all the other more important ranking considerations out there. I liken it to the HTTPS conversion. A lot of people are running to convert their sites to HTTPS, and that's something I'm going to talk about in a sec here, but the fact is, how much is it really going to offer in terms of value, and especially if you compare it to the amount of work that's going to be involved. On that note, Barry at Search Engine Roundtable switched to HTTPS and found a downside, and a pretty significant one at that. He lost advertising dollars. And the reason why is actually something he missed, he admitted. Google's documentation says that for AdSense users, please, and I'm quoting this, please be aware that because we remove non-SSL compliant ads from the auction, thereby reducing auction pressure, ads on your HTTPS pages might earn less than those on your HTTP pages. So, in other words, if you have a secure site, you've got less ads, there's less ads out there bidding for it, or at least accessible, because they don't also have secure ads. It gets a little confusing to me, quite frankly, because how do you have a secure ad? But non-SSL compliant ads is the question. What does that mean? And any advertiser, I'm sure, has already been made aware of what that means, because it's in Google's best interest to notify everyone. And at any rate, that's something he didn't expect. I'm a little surprised he made the leap, but you know what? When it comes to it, if he has any kind of sensitive content, and this is the deal for anyone, if you have sensitive content on your site, it could be a login, as simple as that, a login to get into a certain area that has private information for clients, or perhaps just information you want to keep behind a wall, well, and just for membership or whatever it might be, that should have SSL. In fact, I'm going to have to do that for Marketing High. I kind of put it off, but MarketingHigh.com is going to need that because, of course, we have all that sensitive SEO knowledge base behind the doors there. We don't want anyone just to be able to access. And best practices dictate that we should have SSL. So that's something we're going to do. That said, my best recommendation is not to make the leap unless you absolutely have to at this time, or you see some particular reason it should be done before all the other possible updates to your website can be done. For example, all your title tags looking great. Do you have great content, and how recent was it updated? Are there particular pieces of content that are well trafficked but are starting to decline because the content's not fresh? Well, freshen it up. All of this stuff has way more impact on any potential rankings and visibility and traffic than a mere HTTPS upgrade. And yet you're going to deal with the cost of the certification, or the secure certificate, the time involved in doing, say, 301 redirects for every single page in your site to the HTTPS equivalent. Mind you, I know there are some automated system or automated code methods for doing that, but it could be a fair bit of work. Never mind any kind of downtime you have in rankings. I also learned the other day that HTTPS, making that transition, you can't, at this time, I would expect this is going to be quickly changed, but as I talk here, you cannot do a URL change within Google Webmaster Tools. Like, tell Google my address is changing to this secure version and have it work. It doesn't work right now. Google, as usual, has gone a little too far ahead of themselves, and so... You know, there's a price to pay as an early adopter. Now, with that said, what I wanted to do is jump to a bit more of my list here of notes. One other thing that I've learned the last few days, I've been looking a lot at mobile site optimization, or frankly, just page speed optimization is what I should be getting at here. And images are a major issue. You can have all the best code out there, responsive, you name it. But if the images on your site are really, image file sizes, I should say, are quite large, it's going to be torturous for anyone on a mobile device, or even desktop, for that matter, to download your pages. And you're going to have some impact on your Google rankings, because Google does consider page speed within their algorithm. Now, that said, what the hell are you going to do? Well, I did a little research for that, my other thing. Some of you already know out there that I'm involved in the interior design community as their SEO. And I wanted to look at some of the solutions out there that they could use, because obviously they're posting images all the time. You know, their new designs, examples of homes they've just done, just examples of new throws and rugs, whatever it might be. And they need to be able to optimize those images before they throw them up, because frankly, they're busy. You know, and this, I'm sure, applies to a lot of you guys as well. If you have an image and you need to throw it up there, sometimes you take it right off your pocket camera, off even your cell phone these days, and they're 2-3 meg size. You upload that to, say, WordPress, it's going to try and cut it back. It's going to be much smaller generally when you're applying it to the site, but it's still going to be very inefficient in terms of file size. Well, there's two products I looked at. Kraken. That's yes, just like the booze that John and I talk about all the time, our favorite rum. Well, kraken.io. That's the unique part. Kraken.io is a fantastic place to go. It's for free. You can use the system to compress up to 20 images or optimize, I should say, 20 images at once. And what it'll do is it'll take either pings, that's PNG, or JPEG, and it will take some of the information within the file and remove it without, and significantly in some cases, 60 to 80% reduction in file size without any impact on the visual quality. And I'm not kidding here. It's amazing. I did a lot of testing. I saw some great videos, some amazing stuff out there. Kraken does an amazing job. There's a paid version that allows you to install it into WordPress and it'll do everything on the fly. It'll, in fact, go through every image on your site and do it. Another one I used was compresspng.com, compressjpeg.com. And that's the other one. These are ones I discussed on shelterseo.com in a recent article. I wrote quite a significant article, actually. And that shows some of the images I tested, what kind of results I got. And these are all free tools for their basic use online. But they also, in this case, Kraken has a paid version. With that said, again, I should note shelterseo.com. Go there and blog. It's the only post there. It's the first post. You'll see the entire study. I do note at the end of that, JPEG Mini. That's JPEG, J-P-E-G, mini.com. I'm saying that again because it's very important you check this out. I am in love with this program. $20. That's it. That's what it cost me. $20. I've installed it on my computer, and I'm an amateur photographer, but this just gives you an idea of just how much it can compress or optimize. I had hundreds of gigabytes. I've managed to compress, again, optimize. I keep falling into that. It's a six, half dozen of the other, you know, whatever. Compression is what the layman often says. Essentially, you are taking content out of the file to make it smaller, but it's not being compressed technically. In any case, 40 gigabytes was saved on my hard drive by doing JPEG Mini on many of my photos. And they are not impacted visually. I can still edit them. I can still do what I need to do as a photographer. That's massive. So check it out. All right, I think I need a break. When we get back, we'll talk about a little more about responsive web design. And
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Before you painstakingly create another label or drag yourself to the post office, set a course to ShipStation, your key to e-commerce shipping nirvana. Save time by easily importing orders from wherever you sell, like Amazon, eBay, and over 40 others. Save money with discounted USPS rates and a free USPS account. Automate manual tasks through bulk label and invoice printing, custom shipping rules, and much more. WebmasterRadio.fm listeners get an additional 30 days free after the free 30-day trial. Go to ShipStation.com/WebmasterRadio now. Shipping Nirvana starts here.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. Hosted by myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. My pal, John, can't be here today, so I'm doing this solo and trying to fill you in as much as I can on the latest news. Let's jump into the difference between, and this is something I ran into just today, actually doing some research for a client, and I kind of got pulled down this, you know, it's like online, especially when you're reading and learning through this crazy tunnel into a whole other area I wasn't planning on reading about, but I didn't realize there's these two things existed. First of all, I know responsive web design. We've talked about that in the past. For mobile users, responsive is essentially where your website, when depending on the device, your tablet, your phone, anything, when it goes to the site adapts to it, say shrinks certain images or content may be removed. All this stuff happens immediately as you hit the page, and it provides a very streamlined version of your content for that particular device. That's responsive website design. Well, that works for any device whatsoever. It doesn't even care. It just knows the size, the screen size, and it will adapt to it. Well, there's another type. It's called adaptive website design. So responsive website design was what we just talked about, and there's adaptive website design. I would have thought they're the same thing, and I think many of us would. Adaptive is interesting, though. It uses something that I used to know about or talk about a long time ago, but it's obviously at a whole nother level now. It will base its content, it'll deliver the content based on the actual device. So perhaps you have a Samsung Galaxy S4. If it has benefits or anything that could be developed just for that, it'll provide them. If it's a BlackBerry, it'll provide different ones. It is that direct, and in any case, there's a lot to it. When I was reading about it, I was a little stunned by just how much you can do with adaptive website design. They say it's easier in some regards. I didn't catch why, but it's worth reading about. And so if you ever are looking at having your website redesigned, if they say adaptive, if they say responsive, these are two entirely different things that you need to read about. They're very difficult to pull apart, but I did just post an article on this, the one actually I read, within the Google Plus SEO 101 community. So check it out. That's on the 4th of September by myself, Ross Dunn. Check it out and you'll get a sense of what I'm trying to say here. It's having a difficult time with words today, but it's definitely worth checking out. The next one, our next piece of article was meant for our last show. I found it a little disturbing, to put it mildly, and that is that negative SEO is now turning into an extortion. And let's just cover what that is for any new listeners out there. Negative SEO is when someone maliciously puts links out there to your website from garbage websites that they know will hurt your online profile and potentially get you penalized by Google, certainly, much of the time, drop your rankings. It's an attack. It's a definite attack on your entire online presence. And Google has created this industry through their, I've talked about this, raged about it before, but their insane requirement for people to police their own links when they don't have any control over our third-party websites. Google should just be ignoring these things. Anyways, I know you're chuckling, those that listen a lot. I won't get into it. In any case, on August 18th, Barry Schwartz posted something that stunned me. It's a copy of an email that a few people received. And these are extortion emails from alleged SEOs claiming they will perform the negative SEO on their site if they do not pay upwards of $1,500. And it actually starts off reading, "This is an extortion email." And I'll quote-unquote read the first paragraph here, or a couple paragraphs. "We will do negative SEO to your website by giving it 20,000 forum profile backlinks," XRummer is what they're called. "These are permanent or mostly do follow, pointing directly to your website, and hence your website will get penalized and knocked off Google's search engine result pages if you do not pay us $1,500, payable by Western Union." Good old Western Union, eh? Anyway, "This is no false claim or hoax. Download the following notepad file containing 20,000 backlinks. You'll find our email address here." Essentially, they've already created links is what they're saying. "And you need to pay up, and they'll remove them before, I guess, they have any effect on your rankings." Astonishing. Not so much that someone did it. Frankly, I was kind of waiting for it, and I'm certain it's happened, and it has been kept under covers before. But just the gall of it. It's sad, really. And these are people who generally, I would say, no one deserves this, but people who are literally just being extorted. They know that the people have money, and they're going to go after them. So if you get these kinds of emails, forward them to Google. You know, contact John Mueller, contact someone who is in the know at Google and say, you know, someone's trying to extort me. This is what they sent me. And especially with those links, the beauty of it is they're giving you the links. You can give those to Google, and Google will discount them. You can even disavow them if you want to. It's might be boggling. Anyways, this is happening, and this is not something that any of you should worry about. If it hits you, contact us if you need help. Mention it in the forum. We'll be there for you. Horrible stuff. Another part here is about mobile again, and it's about duplication issues. There was a concern a while back that, there's always concern about this. I get the question asked quite a bit. If I have a mobile website that's separate from my main website, so in this case, it could be stepforth.com or m.stepforth.com, that being the mobile version, and this has got the same content, will Google penalize me for having duplicate content? The answer is no. Apparently, and this is John Mueller's mouth, it is not something that will happen as long as you clearly indicate that is the mobile version. And it's pretty easy to do that because somehow you have to send a user from your main site to the mobile site with code. That code can be seen by Google. Google sees that, this is being sent to the mobile site. If someone tries to go to the mobile site with a desktop, they should be redirected to the desktop site. These redirections are clear signals to Google that this should not be considered duplicate content. End of story. End of discussion. All right? So, it's good to know. Wanted to make sure it was set. Another piece here, this is kind of interesting, is in 2013, Google made 890 algorithmic changes. Pretty impressive. That averages out to 2.438 changes per day. Wow. No one said they were sitting on there, sitting idly. Now, what does this mean? What has really changed? And the person who wrote this was Amit Singhal. And he shared some of the things that have changed in his, or I guess the biggest changes since he started 14 years ago at Google. And he's the head of all of us, all search. Number one was autocomplete. That's the way that Google predicts what you're writing and tries to provide you with results. It's a very handy SEO tool, by the way. You can just type in a keyword and see what more commonly searches are connected to that word. It's a great little tool. Anyways, two, translations. Apparently now it can translate 80 languages and does over a billion translations a day. Directions and traffic. Everyone in the States at least gets benefit to that. Canada is pretty weak, at least in my area. Universal search. So images, text, video, social media, anything could be appearing in search now. It's a very diverse result package. Mobile and new screens. So it now custom creates results based on the particular platform doing the search. Voice search. I love using this. The OK Google concept. You just say it to your phone and whatever, and ask the question and it answers it for you, even in voice. Pretty cool. And voice search is built into Google itself too. You just need a simple app and it'll work. Actions. Again, you can speak to Google search app on your phone and tell it to do things like set reminders and such, and it'll do it for you. The knowledge graph. This is a big one. It's something that's leading into the future as a big component of Google. It's something that John and I have discussed in the past. The knowledge graph is key. It is Google's a peek into how Google is connecting the information that we provide online. And the knowledge graph is taking business away from people, I believe, because instead of people going to your website to get the answer, Google can present the answer within its search results, and you're left without that click. Not good. Not horrible, because it is providing a good result and makes Google good for us, but as a business user and someone who wants that click to their site, it's not great. It can mine data within your Gmail. And also, if you have your Google search app on your phone, you'll get automatic help with everyday tasks. I'm going to read this here because I'm not exactly sure how to explain this. Google can automatically show you your plane, bus, and train reservations right when you need them. Warnings when traffic is bad to your next appointment, reminders of bills coming due, and a best guess at the last spot you parked. Interesting stuff. That's all 10 of his favorite updates in the last 14 years. So with that said, let's take a quick break. And we come back, we're going to talk about Penguin 3.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Before you painstakingly create another label or drag yourself to the post office, set a course to ShipStation, your key to e-commerce shipping nirvana. Save time by easily importing orders from wherever you sell, like Amazon, eBay, and over 40 others. Save money with discounted USPS rates and a free USPS account. Automate manual tasks through bulk label and invoice printing, custom shipping rules, and much more. WebmasterRadio.fm listeners get an additional 30 days free after the free 30-day trial. Go to ShipStation.com/WebmasterRadio now. Shipping Nirvana starts here.
BubbleFast burst onto the e-commerce scene as a family-owned shipping supply provider back in 1999. The product line has grown, but Mark and Robin still own and operate BubbleFast as a family business. Being sellers themselves has taught them what online sellers need to safely and affordably deliver their products to their customers. BubbleFast is proud to be an active member of the community of online sellers. Mark and Robin sponsor seller meetup groups, share shipping tips and tricks through social media, and always love talking to customers and helping solve shipping challenges. Check out the website at bubblefast.com. Sign up for the Bubble Briefs newsletter to join the Bubble Fast family. Use promo code WMR to get a 5% discount, or call Mark and Robin at 877-599-7447. Happy shipping from Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. Hosted by myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc., and co-hosted by John Carcutt, Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. John can't be here today, so I'm taking this on my own. I wanted to jump into just Penguin 3. There's a little bit of gab right now that it potentially is launching. At least people are seeing a lot of ranking changes. I have no idea whether there's any traction on that, but keep an eye. You might just be seeing some improvements, especially if your website has been impacted by Penguin and you've been waiting for that big update. Keep an eye on your rankings. You might just hopefully see everything restored or a massive improvement in terms of traffic and search results. And let's jump into, I love this. This is the Google Knowledge Graph of sorts, or actually it's a Google Quick Answer is technically what it's called. Had a little bit of a fail, which I think is fine to see. It's you know, shows Google has some growing to do. This was today showing sushi, and someone did a search, how to eat sushi. Says here, just remember it's okay to use your fingers to eat cut sushi rolls. Don't combine ginger and sushi or ginger and soy sauce. Never shake soy sauce off. this is the beauty. Never shake soy sauce off of sushi. That's like shaking your wanker in public. Oops. That's showing up before search results in Google. Yeah, that's what Google thought was ideal. Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, thanks for joining me today. If you have any questions you'd like to share with me, please feel free to post them on Google+, on the Google+ community page, where John is also there and answering questions and being way more helpful than I am on that community, and that's awesome. And, you know, we do our best to either answer them there or get them on the show or both. So thank you very much, and I hope everyone has a great week. Remember, the show airs at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern every Monday. And, I hope you have a wonderful week, and talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.